Well, the first digital Girls Rock Camp happens. Let's turn our attention to what this is all about on behalf of our Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities, specifically the Cook Library Center, Director Sue Garza to discuss. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Quite welcome. Let's do some one-on-ones, as I often do, looking at the big picture first. Tell me about your Cook Library Center, what, under the Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities?
Yes. So we have two buildings in our nonprofit organization. One is the Cook Library Center, and we offer after-school homework help. And we have books available in English and Spanish for our families, printing and faxing services, and we also do programming as well. And at the Cook Art Center, we have studios, like an art studio, ceramic studio. We have a music studio, and that's why we're here talking about today. So during the pandemic, we had to do some shifts, and we're shifting a lot today.
Yes. Yes, because if we didn't shift, well, it wouldn't be pretty. Let's just go there, and you wouldn't be continuing to touch the young lives that you do, enriching the lives of your neighborhood youth. So important. So let's talk about girls rocking in this digital camp, Sue.
Okay. So normally we get together for a week, and it's a very magical week of collaborating and getting together. But we, you know, through this pandemic, knew that we had to do some great shifts. And so we're still providing an awesome program for girls, non-binary and trans youth ages 8 and up through the power of music. We're creating a really great environment, both plugged and unplugged, for our campers to have an opportunity to explore how they're feeling and what's going on in their lives through music, more on an individual level, through this really great music source, excuse me, called Soundtrap. But if youth don't want to do that, we can explore how they're feeling through the arts and through writing. So we're really looking forward to just kind of honing in on what our campers need and giving them that week to just sort of sort through things. Because this has been really hard for adults, but it's been especially hard for kids. And so just having campers have a week to explore that is just something that we're really excited about.
What is the general age range here?
So we're working with ages 8 and up, so kids that are in elementary and high school.
Give me an example of once I log in, what I experience as an 8-year-old.
So we have a weekly schedule that starts at, I'm pulling up the schedule now, it's pretty, it starts around 9 o'clock.
Nice.
And we start with an icebreaker, and we have kind of like a general assembly together. And then we break up into groups and work on band practice with coaches. And it's more like a one-on-one. We use Soundtrap. And there's a coach that's sort of guiding the camper, and the music is all based on what they want, and we're just there to assist. And then we have an unplugged lunch break, and then we do workshops. And so we're giving all of our campers a free, limited Girls Rock tote and a year's subscription to Soundtrap, and also just having that opportunity to, you know, create music. We're having a listening party at the end of all this so that we can share and celebrate what each of our campers have made. So that's kind of what it is, and it's an option to come and join in, and campers may choose to just stay unplugged, and that's okay. So we're really giving ourselves grace. Our focus is on care this year, and we're really honing in on what care looks like, and it's different for everybody. Some are introverts and don't want to get in front of a computer. Some are extroverts, and they really need to be seen and heard. And so giving each of our campers an option to do what's right for them is what we're really focusing on this year. And I'm so excited.
Nice. Well, if you're excited, then goodness gracious, think about the kids. The first digital Girls Rock Camp still happens thanks to the those involved with Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities, of course, Cook Library Center, Sue Garza. What are my dates again here?
So it starts August 10th until August 14th.
And of course, that's, you know, I guess, as I often say, nothing around, right around the corner as well. And the applications must be submitted pretty soon, though, right?
Yeah, they're due August 2nd. So you can log into our Facebook page, Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities, and the application is in English and Spanish. And so there's an elementary application and then a high school application. We are doing doorstep delivery, so we have specific needs that we need to know, like where to drop off your package, front porch, back porch, and different things like that. So it is kind of lengthy. And if you need help and you have questions, you can call 616-475-1150 and we'll answer any questions you have. And someone will be available in English and Spanish to answer any questions.
Very nice. Will this Girls Rock Camp maybe change some lives, bring some new art into little girls that might just follow this throughout their lives?
I know it will. It changed my life. Music is needed now more than ever, and we must hear our youth. And so during this week, that's exactly what we do. So we've seen our rockers, and now we need to hear them. So we want to hear our rockers.
All right. One more time, details. How do I find out more information of getting the girls involved in the first Digital Girls Rock Camp, Sue?
Go to our Facebook page, Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities, and the Girls Rock application will be on the first page that pops up. It'll be in English and Spanish. And you can also call 616-475-1150 if you have any more questions.
Thanks. May our gals rock together digitally for a time, or maybe for the future. Thanks, Sue, for your leadership.
Thank you.